My name is Shaina Bujansal. I am the creator of NeuroShine Technology. I am a professor at UCLA Extension, teaching leadership communication strategies and emotional intelligence. I am also a licensed trainer of neurolinguistic programming and teaching coaching strategies for all the professional coaches out there in the world. In order for you to show up as your true authentic self and express yourself authentically, you need three qualities. One, fierce courage. Two, aliveness. And three, your connection to your true self. When we communicate with fear, we are feeding another part of us which is not authentic to us. And if it is not authentic to us, it's not going to be authentic to anybody else. And then we're going to create this false reality. And who wants that, right? Nobody wants to live in a false reality which doesn't create great results, joy, happiness, or success. So that is the outcome of communicating with fear. Let's say that I am someone who is in a transition and I am looking for a job. And in this job interview, this HR executive is asking if I like the definition of the job. And because of fear, I might be thinking, oh my gosh, if I don't get this job, I don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't know how I am going to go on in my career and my financial life. I should take it. So then fear is going to take over. And even if you don't feel like it's good for you, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this is a great job for me. I'm going to say, I have been always looking for something like that. This is a great opportunity for me to express my skills and my talents and my, you know, experience. I'm just going to lie. Right? Why? Because fear is ruling. Whereas if I am true to myself, how am I going to show up? I am going to say, listen, I absolutely appreciate this opportunity. And I know that it is going to be a great platform for me to express myself with my talents. And still yet, I have a few questions because I can anticipate they might create some sort of future problems, and I would love to discuss it further before they become further and bigger issues for us. Now you are tapping into your true self and you are expressing something that is actually really hard because you are at the risk of not getting that job. But what are you gaining instead? You're gaining yourself, you're gaining the HR executives' trust. Now they feel like, you know what, this person is telling me the truth. So whenever something is gonna go wrong, she or he will be able to tell me the truth. And that is an environment for safety and trust. When I talk about aliveness, I'm talking about this energy that we get to feel. When you are communicating with someone, there is some sort of an energy that you feel. And if you don't have that spark in you, the spark of aliveness, which means that you're not happy, you're not grateful, you're not appreciating life, you're not appreciating where you are, who you are, what you do, which means that there is no gratitude. And aliveness represents gratitude. And the benefit of aliveness is actually a reminder of gratitude. We are so afraid of hurting each other. Maybe you are in a relationship. It can be a romantic relationship, professional relationship. And because we don't want to hurt each other, we hold back. We don't want to confront. We don't want to tell something that might end up creating an issue. You are going to live with yourself for the rest of your life. Maybe this person is here for temporary times. This one right here, this connection with yourself is going to be with you forever. This part of you, the part that is inviting you to connect and honor your own values, it is going to stay with you for a lifetime. And that's why it is so important to connect to that part who wants to be seen, heard, and appreciated by you. And that needs to come first. When it comes first, which means that you're okay to take the risk of losing this connection, that connection, this connection, because you're choosing yourself over those connections, and you should be okay with it. If you want to show up as your true authentic self in your self-expression, you should be okay with that. Because the risk of losing someone is not as high as the risk of losing yourself. And of course, as always, if you would love to learn more about your connection, your communication with yourself and others, your mindset, your language and behavior tools, you can visit my website, shinyunsal.com, shinyunsal.com. I will be more than happy to serve you and add more value to your life.